County Prevention Coalition podcast, dedicated to bringing educational information to prevent substance abuse and help individuals achieve a healthy well-being.
Hello, my name is Tina Bradley, and you're listening to the Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast. I am the coordinator for the Drug-Free Communities Grant, as well as Prevention Coalition in Wood County, Ohio. Today's subject is Rossford High School Talks Prevention. For those that don't know us yet, I'll read our mission. We are a coalition of compassionate community members working together to coordinate high-quality programs for the prevention of youth substance abuse in Wood County, Ohio. Our vision is helping youth be drug-free, responsible, and productive citizens. Our tagline is Uniting for a Drug-Free Wood County since 2004. Recently, Kyle Clark and I traveled to Rossford High School to record a podcast with students there. We were joined by Shelley Birch, a teacher and librarian at the school, as well as their resource officer at the school, Officer Jody Johnson. Kyle, would you like to set us up for what our listeners are about to hear on this podcast, please?
Certainly. I would like to let our listeners know that this was a fantastic opportunity for us. We were able to take our podcast platform and take it to the Rossford students, a class that they have there in where they're learning about how to put together a podcast, putting it together, writing questions, interviewing, and then at the end editing and putting things together. And what you're going to hear today is a student-led interview about Wood County prevention education. And it just sits right inside of our mission that Tina, that you just went over, our mission and vision. It works well, and we don't want to sit here for the next half hour talking about prevention and doing things with adults and whatever. This is a fantastic opportunity for our listeners to hear prevention at its best, and that's the students. So we're going to highlight one particular section of the podcast that kind of gives us a general overview of prevention education in Wood County from a student's perspective, from the students' questions that they asked. And then we're going to take another segment of a student-recorded piece of this podcast that's going to highlight safety tips in prevention, getting ready for the holiday season that's coming up. So, folks, let's kind of sit back and get ready for that. We're going to give all of our listeners the address where they can go and listen to all the Rossford podcasts that were edited and put together that day, as well as maybe some ones they've done earlier this year. We'll give you that address at the end of the program. How about if I just jump in and say and highlight this idea of collaboration? There isn't, Tina, there isn't a better opportunity for us to walk the walk and talk the talk than to let kids, students, youth lead the prevention effort. And these kids were wonderful. You know, you were there. We had Michelle Von Lemden there as well, who is our prevention educator in Rossford. Jody Johnson, who works with the DARE program and their school resource officer in her capacity there. We met with Mrs. Birch. So we had a collaborative effort of all of these professionals, but we were really being helped and led through the process by the students themselves. And we know there's no better effective prevention tool than to have youth leading youth in prevention. So a collaborative effort by all. Sit back and enjoy what the kids put together.
I couldn't agree more. What a wonderful collaborative that was. Without further ado, here we go.
Hi, welcome to the Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast. We are your guest hosts from Rossford High School's podcasting course. We are your hosts, Lexi,
McKenna,
and Chandler.
In today's episode, we will interview School Resource Officer Jody Johnson, Director Kyle Clark, Program Coordinator Tina Bradley, and Prevention Educator Michelle V as we explore Red Ribbon Week.
Today we are going to talk about Red Ribbon Week. It is a national celebration about living a healthy lifestyle. But before we play the interview with Lexi and Mrs. Birch, I wanted to say thank you for everyone who is listening to this right now, and hopefully you'll enjoy it.
We kicked off the interview by asking about Red Ribbon Week and how it got started. Then they asked, do you think celebrating Red Ribbon Week helps educate students and staff about staying drug-free? Take a listen.
Is Red Ribbon Week a national celebration, and if so, how did it get started?
I'd be glad to kick it off.
Go ahead.
Yes, it is. It's a national celebration, and it's in remembrance of Special Agent Enrique Kiki Camarena, and it occurs every year, October 23rd through the 31st. And it's in response to his brutal murder and torture back in 1985 by drug traffickers when he was investigating in Mexico. He was with the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA. He was a special agent there. And from what I understand, a podcast that I was listening to last month, the high school, and actually the whole school system where he had graduated from in California, the students there were the ones that first started this movement. They started tying on red ribbons to trees and wearing them and having some events. And it just became something that it just took on a life of its own and has become a national remembrance annually and helps people to understand the dangers of drug abuse.
And may I add in on that, because this is kind of this year, Red Ribbon Week is very special to me from law enforcement aspect, because the murderer of Kiki's was arrested initially right after that. The appellate courts had actually released him from their courts, and the United States put a warrant out for his arrest immediately. This was in 1985. They just caught him again in July of this year. So he's back in prison, and they're waiting for extradition to come back to the United States to be charged here in the United States for that murder. So that's a special note for Red Ribbon Week for me for this year, from law enforcement.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
kind of
like
kinda
the true crime podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. How does celebrating Red Ribbon Week help students and educators stay drug-free?
Well, I'll take this one on. Actually, last year was my first year at Rossford. I have been in prevention before at another school district. So last year was my first year, and I knew they did quite a bit of stuff out at the elementary, but last year I didn't really see a ton of stuff, you know, at the high school. So this year I was just like, maybe we should try to do some things at the high school and junior high. I just wasn't sure how receptive junior high and high school students would be, because it tends to be somewhat, you know, of the younger kids get excited about it. But I was actually blown away. Officer Jody and myself worked together to do some different things. And we did a door decorating contest. And what, we had about 20 classrooms that participated. We had dress up days. Some of the high school link crew went over to the elementary to read to elementary students about character building skills like decision making. I think the week before Red Ribbon Week, many of the seniors dressed up in red and went out on the football field and took a picture with a red ribbon. So I personally felt like it was a great week, just once again, just to raise awareness, Officer Jody, do you have any other thoughts on that?
No, I think it was a great kickoff for it. Like I said, it was very special in my heart this year.
Yeah.
And I was excited to see how much the students and staff both really got into participating in it, and hope that continues on.
So now that you have heard the part of the interview, as they talked a little bit about the celebration, how it started, and does it educate about staying drug-free, now we can move on to the next set of questions that Mrs. Birch and myself has asked. That being said, how do you celebrate Red Ribbon Week at the Educational Service Center? What are some cool activities the local district did? And the last one is, how prevalent is alcohol and drug addiction in our community, and how does it impact our quality of life?
Segue, because here's a cool fact. Wood County kids are great kids. They're just super kids. I mentioned earlier that we evaluate all our data, and all of you probably remember that you've done surveys for us and you fill out surveys. And I'm happy to report that in grades 7 through 12, 92% of all of our students in Wood County have not used alcohol, tobacco, or nicotine in the last 30 days. So when we hear stories about drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and vaping and all that stuff, we need to remember that the majority of the kids are not using. They're not doing any of that stuff. And Red Ribbon Week simply helps us all to highlight to one another that this is an important thing to keep in mind. The last thing we want to see are kids saying, oh, well, everybody else does, so we might as well try this, or we might as well do that. Well, they really don't. They really don't.
Which goes along with that motto that they used and incorporated with the Red Ribbon Week this year, mm-hmm. was celebrate life and live drug-free.
We know what Rossford did. Did you hear about any of the other cool things that local districts did to celebrate Red Ribbon Week?
A lot of the districts do similar activities that you folks do here. They have dress-up days. They have themes on each day. There's a couple districts that actually take their high school youth group that we call, they call them different things in different schools. You might have a group here, Bulldog Pride or something like that. But they prepare lessons. What happened specifically here was we have a district that prepares a lesson on vaping, and the kids develop it themselves in the high school. Then they go down to the elementary classes and teach it. So the young kids are seeing the older kids that they're looking up to and idolizing, telling them, you know, you shouldn't vape. Vape does this to you. Vape affects you this way. And or drinking or drugs, whatever it might be. So those are a couple of really neat things. There was a really good activity that happened at Otsego this year. The kids in the high school all videoed themselves doing something, either athletic or in a club that they're in or some other activity that they do, where they highlight the fact that they're drug-free and they're enjoying things and they're doing stuff with their friends. And then that's played for the whole district and for families and for the younger kids. And if you want to check that one out, they even have one where a young lady has taught her horse to smile. And they live a life that's drug-free. And then the horse smiles. I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Do you have a horse? That'd be really cool.
Okay, so how prevalent is alcohol and drug addiction in our community, and how does it impact our quality of life?
Do you have more on the survey?
I brought the survey with me. If anybody wants to talk for a minute, I'll look that up.
I can tell you one thing that, and it's based upon our latest survey data. Unfortunately, underage drinking is still the, quote, drug of choice. Even though most of Wood County's youth are not engaging in underage drinking, it's still an issue. And just to give you some information related to that, youth binge drinking, 3.4% of 10th graders drank, quote, to get drunk 11 plus times within the last 30 days. And that comes from the 2022. So there is a
like I said, 3.4, that's not the majority. That's the minority of the population, but it still is of concern. And another thing is the pre-high school use of alcohol on the rise. Annual prevalence rate for seventh grade alcohol use is 6.4%. Seventh graders are what, 12, 13 years old typically? That's of concern. Even though it's the lower percent of the seventh graders, it's still an issue.
What are some of the long-term effects of binge drinking? Why is that an issue?
Binge drinking, there's a lot of data out there to show the danger that it can create: liver damage over time, heart issues. There's even some linkage to cancers, various cancers. So.
And with all drugs, alcohol, vaping, marijuana, the science research right now has basically concluded that the human brain does not fully mature until about age 25.
So in that part from 1 to 124 of the interview, Tina Bradley explained that the students in California started this movement and started tying red ribbons on trees and other places, as also wearing them, to stop drug and alcohol abuse to teens, which in my opinion is really cool how students wanted to encourage others in the world and in their own community to stop the drugs and alcohol abuse to teens.
As we reach the end of our podcast about Red Ribbon Week and the importance of this holiday, we want teens in our community to not only do better for themselves and stop the drugs and alcohol, but also take this as a wake-up call to encourage others to do better for themselves. This is a Wood County Prevention Coalition podcast, as we encourage you to spread the word for our safety and yours.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Shanley.
And I'm McKenna.
And this is the end of our podcast. Hope you enjoyed. Leave feedback. And have a great day.
What is up, everybody? I'm your guest host, Zane, from Rossford High School. Today, we are going to be talking about some techniques to stay safe. My guests are from the Wood County Prevention Coalition, as well as Rossford High School's resource officer, Officer Jody Johnson. Dealing with the holidays, there's many people out and about getting gifts and shopping to get those holiday deals. Being safe and knowing what is going on around you is so important. Officer Jody Johnson gives us some techniques to stay safe.
Don't drink and drive. It's my biggest motto during the holidays. Most families, when they get together, have traditions of drinking. And I'm not saying it's wrong. They can have those traditions, but I think drinking in excess and then getting into a vehicle and driving. I like to tell younger kids that anybody that gets arrested for a OVI or operating under a vehicle under the influence, it's not the brightest tool, because there are so many opportunities to get rides. People make mistakes. They do drink too much, but call somebody and get a ride home. So.
That is a great motto to have. Not drinking and driving can keep so many people safe. With the holidays, everyone orders packages from online. Officer Jody talks about how when ordering a package online, she suggests that if we are not home, we should have a delivery alert, having a neighbor pick it up or send it to a work address or any address so you know that is, so that it is safe and not out in the open where it can get stolen easily. Officer Jody and Kyle Clark, the director from the Wood County Coalition, gives us some tips with staying safe when out in public. Let's take a listen.
Black Friday. Don't go shopping. Don't go shopping.
And don't text and drive.
I
mean, you see a great sale, don't go texting everybody while you're driving down the road.
It's not gonna work, but as Kyle's saying, on the same note, your generation, it have their faces buried in their phones, and I see it after school as well, where
you're so excited to grab that phone that you haven't had all day, and you're walking across the street and walking across the parking lot and you're texting and you're looking down, that is so unsafe to do. So another safe tip, especially for kids, I would say, you know, don't be in your phone when you're out there walking through the parking lots. Not only just with the cell phones, but being aware of your surroundings, because there are thieves out there that are going to run by and try to grab a purse or a wallet. So be conscientious of where you're keeping those kind of things and protect those. Packages. I don't know if you guys are ordering off of Amazon, but I'm sure your parents are. And getting your holiday gifts. If you're not home and you can't receive that package, either have like a delivery alert, have a neighbor pick it up, have it delivered to your parents' work, you know, somewhere where it's safe that people can't take them off the porch. It's another thing. So.
Everyone should understand that when out in public at any time, everyone should be aware to their surroundings. Not being aware when at a store, someone can easily come and grab your merchandise quickly. From my high school experience, when also being at school, walking in a crowded hallway, and walking in a busy parking lot where teenagers are driving, paying attention can make multiple people safer from not getting severely hurt. That is all for today. Thank you to the Wood County Prevention Coalition for letting me talk. Hope everyone has a thankful Thanksgiving and a joyful Christmas. My name is Zane, and make sure you have a smart and safe Christmas. Thank you for listening.
Those who might want to hear more of the Rossford High School students podcast, look for our podcast. And when I say R, I mean the letter R, capital is in Rossford podcast, to soon be available on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you find podcasts.
This podcast is intended for educational purposes only. Those views expressed on the podcast do not necessarily reflect the views of the Wood County Educational Service Center or the Wood County Prevention Coalition.